This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. The newest voice in an NPR host chair is an old hand. Michelle Martin takes the reins of Weekend All Things Considered tomorrow. An Emmy winner at ABC's Nightline, she's familiar to KRA listeners as the longtime host of Tell Me More. Michelle Martin, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So NPR's moving Weekend All Things Considered back from Los Angeles, where it's been hosted by Arun Roth the last 3 years. There's a new executive producer, largely a new staff. How are you planning to change the show?
I just received two letters this week from former listeners of Tell Me More who had not yet heard that I'm going to Weekend All Things Considered, who were telling me how much they missed the program, and I appreciate that. I can tell you that this is not Tell Me More revive, but we are going to bring over some elements from Tell Me More that I know that people particularly enjoyed. Like, we have a discussion segment called The Barbershop.
The Barbershop's back.
Really enjoyed. The Barbershop is back. It's going to be a little different. I'm not giving it all away, but we're going to have a little tweak in there that I hope people will appreciate, and I think that I will continue to have my essays from time to time. There are also features from Weekend All Things Considered that a lot of people really appreciated, which I know we're going to continue. I think we might switch them up a little bit, then we're certainly going to keep up with the news. I mean, because that's why we're here. We're here to tell people what's going on in the world and the things that they need to know. We're certainly going to find a way to do that.
You spent the last year reporting and hosting a series of live conversations across the country. One of those was about football and concussions that KRA co-sponsored here in Dallas. You stopped twice in Ferguson, Missouri, once in the middle of the protests and a second time several months later. What's the biggest lesson you learned from that tour?
We live in what seems to be a very polarized moment where a lot of people in public life seem to talk at each other, and we have discovered that there are many people who would like to talk to each other. My very first visit there, which was just really a couple of weeks after the most intense of the protests had occurred, and there was a great deal of interest on the part of the local community in having some kind of community forum where people could get together and talk about this. People were still in shock, as you might imagine.
Right.
And there was a lot of openness and willingness to talk. I found, you know, unfortunately, going back a couple of months later that, you know, as is sometimes the case, people's kind of have hardened into their camps. You know, all their friends have told them they're right.
There's been a lot of talk about the voice we hear in public radio and podcasting, a voice that some folks criticize as too standardized and often too white. Where do you come down on that?
Well, I think it's true. The fact is, I think that we could tolerate a broader range of voices just because those are the voices that are there. I think sometimes we are more afraid than we need to be of difference. I sometimes think that this is much more of a gatekeeper problem than it is an audience problem. But I do understand that many of the people who listen to us really feel that we are in some ways the last good house in a dying neighborhood. And they want us to hold on to what is most important to them, and a sense of civility, a sense of calmness, a sense of absolute respect for the facts. You know, the people who listen to us because they have a respect for and an interest in the world as it is. And I think we should carry that forward, that respect forward, into a respect for a little bit more variety of voices and styles.
Michelle Martin is the new host of Weekend All Things Considered. Her first show airs tomorrow and then again Sunday at 4 on KRA Radio. Michelle, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick.